Utah Primary, coverage of Utah's vote with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
I appreciate Jonathan Swinton joining us today. He is running for the Senate seat in the state of Utah, but does have a primary race today. Misty Snow, she'll be joining us a little later. Jonathan, thank you for joining us here at KSL. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Doug.
Let's get a little update on how the campaign has been going for you.
It's been going really well. We've received positive responses all across the state. We're very excited about the poll that came out last week showing us polling higher against the Republican incumbent than anyone has since before I was born. So we're feeling very, very optimistic about today.
As far as voting, did you vote by mail? Are you going to go in person? What's the drill for you today?
You know, I voted by mail. I did it the day I received my ballot. I think I was so excited to try to help forward this campaign. I just went ahead and did it right away when we got the ballot a couple of weeks ago.
How has your family fared through all of this?
They've been troopers. My wife has just been so dedicated in helping, watch our boys when I've needed to be gone for this campaign, and the boys are excited, and, my siblings and parents have been very supportive.
I had a texter who identified himself as a Democrat a little earlier and said, hey, I never vote in the primaries because there's never anything for me to vote for. And I thought, whoa, are you kidding me? We got a Senate race with a Democratic primary. We have, depending on where people live, we have nonpartisan mayoral race. We have school board. We have some contested state races in the legislature, in the House, and in the Senate. So what would you say to Democrats who are sitting back today going, well, this is kind of the Republican show?
That we needed to vote. I need them to vote. We all as Democrats need their support, because if I can win this primary, again, my polls are showing better against Mike Lee than we've seen from a Democrat in this race in 40 years. We have a real shot at sending a Democrat to Washington and unseating Mike Lee. And if Democrats or independents or even Republicans, for that matter, who want to vote in the Democratic primary, want to see someone replace Mike Lee, who's cooperative and a problem-solving expert, then I need their support.
Last time we had a Democratic senator out of the state of Utah was Frank Moss. And Jonathan, I appreciate you joining us today. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Swinton with us here at KSL News Radio, and we will have his opponent, Misty K. Snow, joining us a little later on in the program. We have the gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side of the aisle, and I just wanted to spend just a couple of quick moments from Mike Weinholz, and primarily to encourage people to get out and vote. And even though you're not in a primary today, I've been a little shocked at how many Democrats are saying, hey, this isn't our day. You know, I'll vote in the general election. Man, they need to get out and vote today.
They really do. You know, despite the famous phrase, all politics is local, most people are drawn to the sexier presidential elections. But these local elections really have the opportunity to impact people's lives much greater than the presidential election even. So people need to get out and vote.
How are things going in your race? You don't have a primary, as I pointed out, but here before too long, you'll know who you'll be taking on, either Governor Herbert or Jonathan Johnson.
Yes, that's correct. Things are going really well. We have strategically decided to not do a lot of advertising until the primary, the Republican primary is over. Because we believe that anything we do from a media perspective would either be confusing or would be drowned out by the Republican primary. So I've had some people ask me, you know, how come we haven't seen more ads or billboards or more media for you? And it's been a strategic decision to wait until we know who our opponent is. We'll know that tomorrow, and you'll begin to see a lot more name recognition for my campaign going forward.
Mike, I really appreciate you joining us today, and we'll be chatting soon. We'll be having debates, or at least we are going to be offering debates and much more, and I look forward to the upcoming election. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Mike Weinholz with us, who is the Democratic candidate for governor. Interesting conversation with him. Now, much more is coming your way on today's Doug Wright Show. We'll have a little Your Voice, Your Vote. We're going to be talking next with Governor Gary Herbert, who will be joining us. I understand he just voted. I saw some pictures that were sent to us. He just voted with his wife, Jeanette, at Orem Elementary School.